You weren't surprised at all, then, I would imagine, how upset A&M got when Texas came into the league.
I was. I wasn't surprised because they felt that they had been promised that A&M would never come in, and they were promised, and Texas would never come in. But things changed.
Yeah.
And it's A&M's fault. You're supposed to ask why.
Oh, yeah, why? Yeah, I was thinking that.
One, two, three.
No,
A&M was so successful in the SEC, Cousin Shane, that Texas said, we want some of that. I mean, really, Texas in 2010 was heading to the Pac-12. I mean, they had already commandeered a bunch of schools because they wanted to be more aligned with the Pac-12 academics, the Stanfords, the Cals, which now are the ACC. and they finally realized we need to do something. And Texas could have gone to the Big Ten, ACC. I mean, all this nonsense that we heard from, the SEC. The SEC didn't do anything but answer a phone call their attorneys answered a phone call. The same phone call that everybody else got. They were on the prowl. They were leaving him, and they were going to go somewhere.
Good morning, SEC. Oh my gosh. There's a rumor floating around town. Paul Feinbaum may be out. Going to do some politicking. That leaves a vacant spot, and I'm going to tell you who I think should fill it. But before we get into that, I got to do a couple quick hitters here. I thought this was hilarious. Kirby Smart. I've always wondered what he looks like without his visor on. Oh, and not to be outdone, I missed this, but Dan Lanning. Woo, buddy, Dan after that big win. They had looked fired up, and all I could think about was this skit.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Oh, well, hey, let's jump into it. Paul, if he's out, who's replacing him? I got 10, maybe 11 candidates coming your way. That and much, much more on this episode of SEC Hangover. Oh, come on in, come on in. The legend JR is here. Thank you, cuz. He has gifted a cousinship to Jonathan Hurst. Jonathan, welcome to the family, courtesy of the legend JR. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Man, you're up early. Things are going well in Georgia, right? Glad he fired that off right before I bashed his coach's hairdo. Hey, at least he's got hair, right? Well, hey, the topic today is Paul Feinbaum, and we're going to get to that. I just want to remind the cousins that we are brought to you by... Hey, wait for it. MyBookie. Right now, if you jump over to MyBookie and use promo code SEC, you're going to get a risk-free bet this weekend. What the hell are you talking about, cuz? I'll tell you what I'm talking about. You go over there, you punch in promo code SEC, up to $500 risk-free bet. You place a bet, it wins, you keep the money. You lose, you get your money back. Come on now, can't beat that deal. And when you do win, for fading Mike's picks, head on over to Tennessee Legend Distillery. This is my kind of place. And if you are in the Smoky Mountains or Nashville location, you can swing by any of the Tennessee Legend Distilleries. Let them know the cousin sent you. Not only are you going to get a discount, but you'll also get a prize gift. And if you don't have one in your state, or if you're not in the state of Tennessee, just tell your local package store you need it sent and put on the shelves. And once it gets there, be sure to let us know. Take a picture, send it to us, and you may be this week's Tennessee legend. Oh, Paul. Paul's leaving us. Maybe. Not 100% guaranteed right now, but what if Paul did leave, right? And there's a lot of people, I put this out there, I said, just curious If you could replace Paul, who would it be with? There's some folks saying just cancel the show. Some of them were saying you can't move forward without Paul Feinbaum. It would be different, for sure. But can it be done? I think so. There's a few candidates out there, some not realistic, but I wish they were. Like my first one here, Steve effing Spurrier, the old ball coach. Now, I grew up hating this guy. Obviously, Tennessee fan. But the reason that Steve had that chemistry with the camera is because he knew how to get to you, right? And I think that's perfect for the Feinbaum show, is somebody that can fire up the audience when they call in. Some of my favorite comments came from Steve Spurrier.
I tell you what, we had another sorry practice today. These guys, I don't know if we're going to be able to beat anybody this year. Quarterbacks, they can't hit the broadside of a barn right now. I don't know if we could hit that indoor facility right there. Receivers, they couldn't catch a cold if it was the middle of February, dropping everything. Defensive backs, gosh, I wonder why they got grass stains all over their jerseys. They fall about every play. About two or three of them are falling. And our kickers, gee, it's like the Army. Left, right. They're kicking it all over the place. I don't know if we can beat anybody this year. Guys, man, leadership? Nah, we don't have any leaders out here. Guys are soft. They just can't. I don't know. Maybe I ought to give them a week off and start over and see if we can regroup and find some real, real tough guys out here. But it's been a struggle this preseason. It's been a big struggle, man. I don't know how we're going to be. Have you ever heard a coach say that? in preseason? Nah, we had pretty good practice.
Oh, the old ball coach. I love when he was in the good mood, right? I always felt like Spurrier had two different sides. The one that he's happy, a joy to be around, and then there was the other side. But before we do that, I want to give a shout-out. Cousin James gifted a membership to Jay Clark. Jay Clark, welcome to the family, courtesy of Jason James. But it's the dark side, right? And honestly, I feel like you got to have that balance when you're on the Paul Feinbaum show. When things aren't going your way, you need somebody to kind of rile up the locals. And I felt like this clip in particular kind of reminds you of how fiery the man can be.
That was a game I didn't like a bit, although I'm proud of the offensive kids for scoring a bunch of points here and there. And Bryson Williams picked one off, got a defensive score. We sort of thought we might could get one. But the way we play is embarrassing. I told you guys, it's embarrassing the way we play. And I'm the head coach of this embarrassing group of guys. They allow two kickoff returns. Defensive backs won't turn around and look for the ball when they lob it down the field. In three deep, and they throw it off the 2-yard line. Our kid lets a guy run right by him. It's embarrassing, but we are who we are. We're not a very good team, but we're 3-1 somehow, and we got all the voters fooled thinking we're pretty good, I guess, because we beat Georgia. But anyway, I don't know exactly what all can help this team. I really don't. We thought we coached our butts off all week, and we could look like a decent team, and of course they run the opening kickoff back. So I'm taking over kickoff covers. I told Coach Joe Robb, I'm not going to watch him anymore. I'm going to take it. If we have to pooch it on the ground, which was pretty good for us. That grounder was pretty good, but maybe we found something Landon can do better than anybody in the country, that grounder, because it took a funny hop every time. It was sad. We just kept running right by the kickoff return guy, and he just split us just about every time, I guess. But anyway, it was discouraging, but it is what it is.
Oh, I miss the old Steve rants, right? The only kicker is Steve's 80, you know, and I don't know if he's got it. I know he comes on what's that show down there in Florida, and he's still got them one-liners, man, but I just don't know if he's got a full commitment to hitting the road anymore. You know, the old ball coach getting a little bit older. But you know what, Coach has a little pep in his step. In fact, we see him every Saturday, and this is a coach that's rumored for every vacant job out there, none other than Nick Saban. Huh? Well, this show would absolutely explode if Nick Saban. Could you imagine all them Feinbaum callers that are just dying to talk to Nick Saban, have the ability to hit, what, 9 numbers and be connected? golly, Nick, there's no way. I don't think there's enough money that would bring Nick Saban there, but same thing, man. The reason that Saban would absolutely be perfect, not just the Alabama connections, but the fiery, man. I mean, you forget. You see him, he's playful, he's having fun on game day, but let's not forget the Nick Saban we grew up watching.
You guys talk about respect all the time. All right, Kirby says we ain't what we used to be. Well, by God, I want to prove something different. I don't want to see a smile on that face after the game. And the other thing is the ultimate disrespect is when somebody takes what's yours. And this is our game. It's our time. And here's the guy trying to take it from us. So that makes this shit personal. So let's don't be denied what we want. Let's go. Relentless effort for 60 minutes. Dominate on three. One, two, three, dominate.
Oh yeah, you forget about it. You forget about their rights. I mean, he's living the life, right? And I don't know if Saban likes this. I mean, it feels like, I don't know. It feels like there's a little bit of him that doesn't want to be there. And but he's making a ton of money and he's there. He's part of the ESPN family. I mean, how awesome would it be to get a caller, give him shit, and then Nick Saban give it right back?
You know, these teams that are typically the best teams in their division are really good teams, all right? And you all may be taking the week off, all right, this week, but I'm not. And a lot of people take a lot of things for granted, and I get asked questions like, well, how important is it for the young guys to get to play this week? Well, how in the hell do you know they're going to get to play? I mean, what makes you think that you can just assume that they're going to get to play? Because you're assuming that the other team is not very good? They do have a Division I quarterback. He plays like a Division I quarterback, and they're very, very productive on offense, and they do a great job of executing what they do. And if we don't play good against them, you all don't remember the Georgia Southern game, do you? I don't think we had a guy on that field that didn't play in the NFL, and about four or five of them were first-round draft picks. And I think that team won a national championship, but I'm not sure. And they run through our ass like shit through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them. Could not stop them. Could not stop them. Because we couldn't get a look in practice. We didn't practice it right. All right, and everybody said the same thing in that game. Y'all took a week off. All right, this wasn't important. All right, so it's not important to anybody else. It's got to be important to the players, and it's got to be important to us. You know, everybody gets all excited about the beginning of the season. You know, you get excited about getting married. All right, but after you're married for a while, you know, you got to have a process to make it work. All right, and no matter what happens, we need to have a process to make it work in every game that we play. Every game that we play. Can't assume anything. I don't even know what you asked me, but I just wanted to say that.
Oh, Saban rants would be epic on that. What would it be? Nick Saban show? Oh, God. They would make it. He wouldn't be able to leave work. All the callers lined up. So, problem is, Nick Saban's got a job. But you know what, Coach doesn't?
I'm so grateful of my time, fellas. You, that was my opportunity. You know, coaches got a shelf. Some coaches got 50 years. Some coaches got 12. Mine was six. Good. I got to tell you, we had a meeting. Say, Coach, things are not going well. No shit. Ray Charles can see that, brother. And they were good. And Scott Woodward is a friend of mine today. Really, really, a lot of respect for the way they handled me.
So and, what's next?
Well, I got to tell you this, though. Say, Coach, you got $17.1 million on your contract. We're going to give it to you. I said, what time you want me to leave? What door you want me out of, brother?
Oh, man. I think this would be the perfect one, right? You talk about entertainment. So when you're on Paul Feinbaum's show, there's a delay, right? And they got this delay in case somebody says something wrong. I think that delay would be a little bit longer if Coach O was on there. In fact, I got hit. They thought I said the F-bomb once, and they hit it, and everybody was walking off and said, I can't believe you said that on Paul's show, and I didn't. And if you listen back to it, I didn't, but It looks like I did because they got me bleeped out. But I would imagine there'd be a lot of bleeping if old Coach O were down there. But I do think that he would, and he's not afraid to talk shit, you know. And I think that's the best part. I don't know if you remember this clip, but I thought it was kind of funny. He's kind of harassed. He's out doing his morning jog, and this guy gives him a hard time. But Coach O pulls him aside and says, "Hey, not so fast, my friend."
Hey, Coach, sorry to bother you. All right, man. Here we go, baby. Roll Tide.
All right, here you go. Not really.
I know.
What was that about?
Look, I respect you as a person. I was a big fan.
What was that about?
I respect you as a fan.
You know, I wouldn't take those eyes to see you after I took a picture of you.
I understand.
Have a good day, man.
Hi.
Where are you from?
I'm from Alabama.
What part?
Tuscaloosa, actually. So you got to understand. That ain't nothing towards you.
No, ain't nothing wrong with
that. Yeah.
But look, here, just respect.
Yes, sir.
Wait, what the fuck, man? Hey, if you're from LSU, you wouldn't go to Nick Saban and say go Tigers, would you?
I think some people would, but...
You would.
Oh man, that's what I'd want if we went that route, right? The entertaining, maybe not so Paul Feigbaum esque. You know, I think, you know, a little humor wouldn't be bad. And some of my favorite clips was, you remember Marcus Spears, right? He's still in the business. He's still working for that Disney Channel. I think he may be a good look here.
Man, are you kidding me?
No, dude, that the is Beeb's haircut for, goes that, over here
no,
somewhere.
No, that's Beeb's for days. You know he's going to change it every 2 weeks. That's hardcore.
My haircut's like...
You use more product than him, though.
Oh, hey, when
you
I use more product than anybody.
When you and Tim go get your hair done, what y'all tell him? Like, to the left or the right?
No, I tell him go number two all the way up to a fade and just give me a faux hawk, man. It's a faux hawk, bro.
Number two.
Hey, yeah. Paul, what do you tell him?
I mean, I'm just thinking.
Hey,
just a little off the side.
Leave the sides.
I always tell him, I said, leave a little bit on the top.
Oh, Marcus Spears could be the guy, right? I think it would be entertaining. And you just never know what kind of call. But, you know, one thing about Marcus, he's always ready, right? He's always prepared. I don't think anybody could catch this man off guard.
Carry 9-8. We talked about.
The cannons are going off. The cannons going off. Don't worry.
Boy, I saw Baton Rouge came out of me just now, of course.
We're okay.
I'm surprised you ain't done.
It got up on TV now. It was time to run.
Oh, man. Hey, this guy took some hits this week, right? And we love him. We love him. The last thing we want this man to do is get away from college football. He needs to stay in college football. And if it's not coaching, it needs to be behind the desk, behind the camera, talking a little football and cold beer.
Which I asked you what the host of this party was going to be serving up today. What's the drink of choice tonight?
Well, you know, I'm not promoting it, but I like some old cold beer. I think I'm going to have one. I'm not promoting it now.
Enjoy it, Coach Pittman. Thank you.
Go Hawks.
How does Sam Pittman celebrate being bowl eligible?
Well, I believe I'm going to have me old cold beer. And that's kind of what I like to do, you know.
So do you need any company?
Anybody want to come, but bring some, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
Sam Pittman could be the move, right? You know, again, we don't want him to get away from college. A lot of these coaches that get fired, you know, they find their way to a booth somewhere. And I'm not expecting Sam to call games or anything like that, but, man, could you imagine calling Sam talking about? Because I mean, it may have been a while since you've heard the old Feigbaum show. He may have to give life advice, you know. He may have to lighten the mood, and that's exactly what Sam's. I mean, hell, it wasn't just yesterday. He's over here at the Touchdown Club, you know, and everybody knows he's a dead man walking, but he still had jokes, and that's what I want to hear. I want to hear a coach that comes or a person that can come in here, and if you're having a bad day, he can lift your spirit.
Washington. You know, I normally don't talk about too many guys, but I'm going to tell you, he's good now. He's fast. We've had three different scrimmages, and he scored 50, 60 yards every scrimmage. And I'm happy and I'm sad. You know what I mean? He's running down there and go, hell, who we got to catch him, you know? But at the same time, you're going, run, run. It's crazy.
I mean, he did kind of warn us about this defense, didn't he, now that I think about it? Probably the easiest answer, all right, if the SEC network said, you know what is the easiest move here that would cost the least amount of money, that probably a guy that wants the job, Peter Burns, right? And say what you want, Peter is he's got his own stick, but I feel like he would be good for callers, and he'd be professional. He'd be exactly what the SEC network would want. You know, we had Peter on, and he's got a lighter side. He's not just all business.
You're awesome in it. I had an opportunity to watch episode one, and like when you see these moments, and you always need some kind of voice of relevance that is like telling you what exactly was going on. Like whenever you would come on, like you crushed it. So that was congratulations. That was awesome.
Thank you. I mean, we've been joking the whole time, because when we exited the screening, there was like this literally happened. There was a flock of women, right?
Yeah, it was awkward for you.
We didn't follow them by any means, but we did meet up with them at the elevator, and they said, "Hey, you're the guy.
You're the guy.
You must be famous." And I don't know that my life will ever get better than that moment. I don't think that has never happened to me. I'm sure it happens to you
all
the time.
Just wait until the actual show comes out.
Yeah.
Just take a Leonardo DiCaprio, chill out a little bit, guys.
Well,
right?
I'd like to clarify.
Are you going to dump all the girls once they turn 25, though? That's the big question for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't be an ageist, Michael. Be the change that we all need in this world.
Speaking of Belichick, no.
Well played.
Well, I just wanted to clarify. We were not chasing. I was heading to an element, because my wife's probably listening to this.
Yeah.
I'm going from point A to point B. It just so happened that they saw Mike in the documentary. I had nothing to do with
it. It was the screaming. That's why I was wondering. It was either Jordan Rogers or Michael Bratton. I couldn't figure out which one it was. So now I know.
This is one I keep seeing in the comments, and I think you may be on to something here. Southern ties, good at talking with people. That'd be old Marty Smith.
What is the largest quantity of those John Daly seltzers that you've consumed in a day?
I think I've done 55, 60 of these. You know, we're non-carbonated. We're non-carbonated.
In a day?
Yeah, we're non-carbonated. We know there's no additive sugar. We're gluten free.
One day.
It's only 4.5% alcohol in them.
Yeah, it's not carbonated. It's basically 50, water.
55.
Yeah, you got to hydrate. It's basically water, John.
Marty Smith would have no trouble, no problems at all, asking how many of those callers had been drinking that day. And he's wild, you know, and I feel like he would be entertaining and a good conversationalist, if that's a word, with these folks that are calling me.
And I can officially say, my friends, San Antonio is now Winmantonio.
And I feel like if you wanted to keep the show, if you, you know, because you have an opportunity, if you wanted to steer the show into a little bit more football, here's a guy that's just on about every single show that's out there right now and the voice of college football, none other than Josh Pate, right? I mean, you got to entertain the call. I don't know if he would take it. The man's got a lot of irons in the fire, and that's a lot of commitment that he would have to make to one program. But, you talk about the call lines blowing up. Absolutely would blow up with this man.
Mixture of both. Here's what I do. So do you guys ever just do full mailbag episodes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, like I do, you get a plethora of different kinds of questions. So when I'll put out the call to action to do a mailbag show, it'll be about 80% football, maybe. Some people will ask me about storm chasing or whatever, but they'll ask about relationship stuff, which I'm very ill-equipped to give like guided answers on. I think you were supposed to have a degree for that legally anyway. But I thought to myself, any given mailbag call to action I do, we probably have like 15 to 20 questions from just desperate at the end of their rope guys who would probably be much better served to hear from her to get the female perspective on it than they would me. Because I'm just going to sit there and go, suck it up. What mental health? I don't know. And she would have a lot more, not so much a tender touch all the time, but a more informed feminine touch on it. And so I'm thinking about just feeding her all those questions.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim from Chickasha wants to know this. I'll step aside. I'm going to go get a drink.
Believe it or not, most of our mailbag questions are about food.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's not. I just need you guys to know something, all right?
Yours is about hooking up with women, and mine's about, yes, you can have too many hamburgers.
I need you to know at home, it wasn't the ours is about food. It was the ours is about food. It was the timed up crane of the neck that got me.
That's all right. I'm used to it. Pate would be the guy, but I don't know if it may be beneath him now, but, you know, if you want to keep callers calling in, and I can only imagine how wild the calls would be if you gave this lady the job right here, Laura Rutledge. Oh my gosh. Could you imagine the phone calls that would come into that office? We would be like the opposite of football. It would be so far in the weeds, but she is there. You know, she's around Paul. This is Paul's girl.
Welcome to SEC Media Days. We're coming your way from Atlanta. Got Benjamin. Paul's over there. We're going to be on just the entire week, like the entire time. So tune into SEC Network. We're about ready for the commissioner to get going.
Yeah, could it work? Yes, but I know the callers. Hell, half the callers are in our comments. I mean, and if you put Laura up there, I just don't think that you'd get anything done. Here's a guy, Bama ties, Greg McElroy, right? I mean, this would be one. He's got a show. He's used to talking to folks. He's fighting that hairline. You know, he may have that Paul hairdo before long. This is a guy that has the potential to be the next dude to walk in. And I don't hate it. You know, I don't. I had a clip here and I didn't bring it up, but you know, this is a guy that would be able to field those calls, has the experience in college football. I think he would be one of those that kind of keeps it football related. I just don't know if Greg would be able to keep it together, right? I mean, you get a couple of drunk calls, and because I've seen them, and Mike tells me about them all the time. Hell, he's been on that show several times, and I think at some point Greg may crack, but he is one that kind of fits that mold. But speaking of mold, I think the perfect answer here, and am I biased? Absolutely. But I feel like for the Feinbaum show to work, you can't be complacent. You can't be just a suit that walks in there. You've got to have some personality. You got to have some life, but you got to have a little fire in you too. You've got to get these listeners fired up. And I swear, every time I see the brat on Paul Feinbaum, that's exactly what happens. The callers are right there trying to contradict anything and everything SEC Mike says. This, in my opinion, is the right answer.
You wrote off a couple weeks ago in relation to, I think you called it a decaying program under Nick Saban.
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. And the fact that they beat the two poor Mississippi schools has not changed my mind one bit. And I think they lose by multiple touchdowns this weekend at Texas A&M.
Okay, let me bring in Larry now, if I can get him. Larry, are you heard that from the brat?
Yeah, the brat. Boy, what you doing? Boy, getting up and make a fool out of yourself. Are you, come on. Are you serious? Tell me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Get ready for the second loss of the season, Larry.
Wait a minute. Now, you said we beat the two Mississippi teams. Didn't one of them whoop y'all's ass? Hey, wait a minute. Come on,
they didn't beat me. No, they didn't.
LSU, that's what I'm saying. LSU, Brett. You got a coach that's just going for a buyout. He wants to get him like me and like the one that can't speak. Remember him? And that's all he's going for is a buyout.
That was impressive. I'm not going to lie. Beating Ole Miss. What a mighty program that is, you know?
Hey.
Larry, if you don't mind me telling you, if I'm scoring the fight right now, you're pretty far behind.
Well, I ain't heard nothing he said. What did he say?
Well, I mean, since when does Alabama count wins against Ole Miss as some accomplishment? I mean, my goodness, what are we doing here, Larry?
Well,
you're saying the program's not decay. That's about as proven a decay right there.
Brett. Are you okay, man? Are you on drugs?
That's what we want, right? We want every call to end in a fight, and nobody does it. I mean, I fight with him every night, but that's my list. That's my 10, actually 11, that I think should be in running for the job. Obviously, I have no say-so in this, but... I appreciate all you hanging out with me bright and early this morning. It is time to get to work. So if you have any troubles today, you get pulled over, you need some bail money, be sure to give me a call and I can help you out. If not, we'll see you tonight. We got the mailbag questions coming in. All cousins get their questions answered. So if you're an official cousin of the show, That SEC Podcast, if you'll look on the YouTube channel, you will see Mike has asked, hey, you got any questions? Go ahead and fill those out. More food questions, better. And if not, I will see you guys. I think Mike's going to be on lunchtime with, I can't remember who, but I'm sure it's entertaining. And then me tonight. So look forward to seeing you guys there and hope y'all have a wonderful, wonderful hump day.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC Podcast loves the Pirate, and the Pirate loves that SEC Podcast. Hail State.